Environmental protection is one of the biggest challenges of our time, and governments around the world are trying to find effective solutions. Today, we will explore possible environmental laws and political challenges. Welcome everyone. Today podcast, the topic we are going to discuss is which law would you introduce to help the environment. Let me introduce Irene, a politician who supports several environment policies.
Hello.
Mario, a scientist who will analyze the practicality of the law.
Hello.
And Lourdes, a representative of Business Association who will give an economic perspective.
Hi.
Let's begin. Irene, could you start by explaining your first proposal?
Okay, so thanks to my department, we will implement a law that fines residents who do not recycle. So each person of each flat will receive a different color trash bag, so it will be easier to identify whether recycling rules are being followed.
That could be effective in changing habits, but it might also be unfair if mistakes happen. Also, the systems of color codes bag could be expensive for the government.
I agree. From the business perspective, I'm also concerned about the cost of producing and distributing these bags. It may create an unnecessary financial burden.
Interesting point. Irene, what about your second proposal?
Okay, so following the Norwegian system, customers will be able to return plastic bottles in exchange for money, and each bottle will be around $1.
This is a very positive idea because it encourages recycling. However, it's called crates, huge queues in local shops.
Exactly. I support the idea in principle, but a small business might struggle with the extra workload. Maybe recycling machines in supermarkets would be a better solution.
Let's move on the trial law.
The president of every building or flat must evaluate the energy use of each resident. If they don't do it, they will be fined with $100, but just the president of the building.
The intention is good, but the problem is practically. What if the president is not able or does not have enough knowledge?
I completely agree. This could create unfair situations. It will be better to use trained professional or voluntary audits.
And finally, the last proposal.
So from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., car use will be reduced and people will be able to use bikes, skates or low-emission buses.
This could significantly reduce pollution, but not everyone can travel by bike or either using cars, especially for work or long distance.
Yes, I don't fully agree with limiting mobility. Instead, governments should first improve public transport and then reduce car use gradually.
Thank you all for your contribution. We have heard different perspectives, environmental sciences and economic.
To sum up, all these laws have good intention, but some are more realistic than others. Gradual change and education might be more effective than strict penalties.
And from the business side, we need sustainable solutions that do not harm economic activity or create unnecessary difficulties for companies and citizens.
So I agree that implementation is key. Environmental laws must be both effective and realistic if we want people to support them.
To conclude, protecting the environment requires cooperation between government, citizens, business and scientists. There is not a single perfect solution, but through dialogue and balanced policy, we can move towards a more sustainable future. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. See you next time.